KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time for the fish report here on KSDP. We've got no new harvest numbers for the Alaska Peninsula as fishing was closed, but we do have updates for the Bristol Bay area as well as Kodiak, as well as escapement for the Alaska Peninsula. Let's start with the fish report for the in-harvest summaries from Bristol Bay for the 19th of June, 2025. Yesterday, a total of 81,000 sockeye were harvested. Cumulative total is now 313,000 to date. Ugashik had 25,000 for a total of 94,000. Egigik, 48,000 for a total of 182,000. Naknik, 6,000 for a total of 34,000. And Togiak with 1,000 for a total of 1,700. If we're going back into the way back machine, looking at this time last year, we can see that by this time in 2024, there had only been 30,000 sockeye harvested, so they are ahead of this time last year. Moving over to the Alaska Peninsula Weir Report. Yesterday, there was a total of 10,500 sockeye up the Chignik system for a total of 110,000 to date, doubling any year prior or post 2017. Nelson had 11,000 fish go up the weir for a total of 34,000, which is now six times larger than the nearest year in the last 10. 1,700 in the Bear River for a total of 7,800 to date, putting in a nice middle upper range. Illinois River with 141 for a total of 11,000, putting in the mid range. And Orzinski had 320 fish up the weir yesterday. They're now at 500 to date, which is about 500 more than the last 10 years. Illyuk had no new fish. They're at 23. The Kodiak Management Area, they had a total of 1,900 fish harvested yesterday on the 19th of June. That was 173 sockeye. They're at 36,000 to date. 1,700 chum for a total of 61,000. So nearly a 2-to-1 ratio there for chum to sockeye over in the Kodiak Management Area. And that will do it for now for the Fish Report. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now on KSDP.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, east winds 35 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, becoming south 20 after midnight, seas 10 feet. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Highs near 48. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers likely mainly between 7 and 10 p.m., then rain after 10 p.m. Lows around 46, southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, showers likely mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with highs near 49, south winds around 15 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a low tide at 4:52 a.m. at 9 inches, a high at 10:52 a.m. at 4 feet 4 inches, a low at 3:56 p.m. at 1 foot 11 inches, and a high tonight at 10:37 at 7 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 27 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
We are on the intertubes. We are available for you because of you. So we are KPFA. It's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and KPFA land. That means it's time for Dead to the World. My name is Tim Lynch. Hope you are doing well on this last Wednesday of the spring of 2025. We get to head into summer officially any day now. Tonight on the program, we are going to go back and listen to a little bit of history in the beginning here. On this day, on June 18th in 1967, the Grateful Dead played at the Monterey Pop Festival. Well, I think this is a good enough reason to air that tonight. It's 1967, June 1967. Put that, what does that mean? Put that all that context into your head and check this out. It's the Grateful Dead here on KPFA and Dead to the World.
Thank you. People, this is me again. I hate to cut things down like this, but there's a crowd of kids. And this is to whom I'm talking, mostly to whom. Are you ready for that? There's kids like crowding around over the walls and like trying to break down doors and everything, thinking the Beatles are here. And last kind of, all right. But except that they're trying to break things down, crawling over ceilings and walls and like thinking the Beatles are here and they're not. You, those of you. And they can come in if they want to come in.
The Beatles aren't here.
Beatles aren't here. Or, yeah. There's great things happening anyway.
If the Beatles were here, they'd probably want you to come in.
Yeah. Except that... Just don't, you know, don't, like, bring down the ceilings and walls and everything and carry on.
Trouble all my life. Run me out. Good again. So just one more time. Let's hear it again. The Grateful Dead. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Thornton, Mr. Eshkol and Mr. Kosygin, when they talk about those peace talks this week, they should come out here first for a couple of days.
The Grateful Dead, recorded live 58 years ago tonight. It was June 18th, 1967, at the Monterey County Fairgrounds, the Monterey Pop Festival. Monterey, California. Yeah, legendary stuff. We heard Viola Lee Blues, the stage announcement. The Beatles are not here. With some, anarchist-type banter back from the Grateful Dead. Like, hey, let everybody in for free, why don't you? Cold Rain and Snow, Alligator, and Caution, Do Not Stop on the Tracks. All from 1967, 58 years ago tonight. Right here on KPFA's Dead to the World. Boy, I'm glad they recorded everything. I think if this plays all right, I have a piece, a very, very short little snippet of Bob Weir describing the band back in those days. Let's see if we can get this to work here.
Flower Children were peace and love, and we were actually punks. I mean, really, we were punks. We were pretty rusty. We had a sense of humor about us, but nonetheless, it wasn't straight peace and love around our house. We don't practice hatred or anything like that. In fact, we probably do practice love, but not a whole lot of peace.
Yeah, Bob Weir talking about the Grateful Dead as punks back in 1967, excuse me. And indeed, they were. Apparently, they absconded with a number of the amps from the stage of Monterey Pop. Took him back up to San Francisco. Anyway, also recorded, it's another anniversary of another show. Of course, June is a big month for both Grateful Dead shows and Jerry Garcia Band shows. June 18th, 1982, the Jerry Garcia Band played at the Cape Cod Coliseum in South Yarmouth, Massachusetts. We listened to a tiny bit of that here to take us to the top of the hour on KPFA's Dead to the World.
Hey now, baby, what did I do? I shut my door 'cause it grabbed you.
Uh-oh, that's not going to work. Hold on, let's try this again here. Didn't start properly. All right, maybe we're not going to hear that. Yeah, we're having a computer. The computer and I are not agreeing about what's supposed to be happening. The computer is winning. So let me play you something else. There's something else I got going in the background here. And we will come back to that show at another time. How about that? There is a classical pianist, he said, shifting gears, originally from Bulgaria, now based in the United States, by the name of Christina Marinova. She has just put out an album which explores its solo classical style piano, exploring the music of the early years of the Grateful Dead. It is called The Bus Came By and I Got On. This is the music of Christina Marinova here on KPFA and Dead to the World. Now that's not working either. Are you kidding me? Let's try this one more time. Not going to be one of those nights, is it?